Good afternoon. A mostly sunny and pleasant day in progress across interior New York and New England, with high pressure in control keeping it dry. With that sunshine and developing southerly breeze, temperatures should have no problem reaching into the lower to mid 50s on average for daytime highs ahead of the next front. Clouds will tend to increase along with this front through the middle and latter portion of the afternoon. Along with this front, we'll run the risk of a few scattered light rain showers, primarily in the western Adirondacks and Mohawk Valley and western Catskills by sunset, with most of the region seeing those scattered showers move through after dark tonight. The front is relatively weak, so the showers will be short-lived this evening before we see another drying trend behind the front late tonight. Temperatures will drop back into the middle and upper 30s. Another system will head in our direction for the day on Friday from the Ohio Valley. Right now, it looks like this system will be too far to the south to bring steady precipitation to the area, but most of the region could see a few scattered showers, especially south of I-90 on Friday afternoon. Otherwise, we'll see mostly cloudy skies with highs in the lower 50s. The weekend right now is shaping up to be 50-50. On Saturday, high pressure will be in control and we'll enjoy a good amount of sunshine through the morning, and into the afternoon we'll start to see clouds increase and thicken. With dry weather, high temperatures will be in the lower to mid-50s once again. A more potent storm will head in our direction starting on Saturday night. Clouds will thicken and rain will be likely overnight Saturday night, and with the storm tracking through the Mississippi Valley and into the Great Lakes in southern Canada on Sunday, we'll have a good chance at rain through most of the day on Sunday, with highs only reaching to about 50. Behind this system, it'll be breezy and temperatures will be back up toward 50 with a few scattered showers on Monday before we dry it out again for the middle of next week. On Tuesday, a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the lower 50s and back into the lower 50s with increasing clouds on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the fire weather threat across the southern and central high plains will continue through tomorrow as strengthening winds, with gusts as high as 50 to 60 miles per hour, above average temperatures, and low relative humidity are all expected. Red flag warnings are currently in effect from eastern New Mexico to northwest Kansas and southwest Nebraska. Tomorrow, a storm will eject from the Rockies as a slow-moving front sets up across the Ohio Valley and Central Plains. Showers and thunderstorms will likely expand in coverage across this area and into the southern plains. Locally heavy rain is possible, as well as strong to severe thunderstorms. The Storm Prediction Center indicates a slight chance for severe weather across portions of Kansas and Oklahoma and into far western Missouri on Friday into Friday evening. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-50s, Boston increasing sunshine in the upper 40s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and breezy with a chance of showers and highs in the mid-50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 49 degrees, the average low, 29. The record high, 74, set in 1986, and the record low, 2, in 1960. Sunrise this morning was at 6:47 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:15 p.m. 12 hours and 28 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny with showers moving in late today and highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Mostly cloudy with a few rain and snow showers tonight in the lower to mid-30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-50s. Increasing clouds with a few showers tonight, lows in the upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny with showers moving in late today with highs in the mid-50s. Mostly cloudy with a few rain showers tonight, lows in the upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Increasing clouds with a few showers tonight, lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Increasing clouds with a few showers tonight and lows in the mid to upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of a few showers, especially south of I-90, lower 50s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Saturday, lower to mid-50s. Cloudy with rain likely on Sunday, around 50. Scattered showers on Monday, otherwise mostly cloudy, lower 50s. A mix of sun and clouds on Tuesday, and increasing clouds Wednesday, highs both days in the lower 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.